This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Eagles defense, and the numbers for the Eagles have been impressive, right? Number one pass defense. That's a fact. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles bring to the table. Then you take a look and say, all right, well, how does Patrick Mahomes fare against number one pass defenses? Now, it's a small sample size in the playoffs, but still bigger sample size than anybody else because he's been in the playoffs more than anybody else. But
this is just the playoffs. He's pretty good in the regular season too, by the way.
Among all quarterbacks with two or more playoff starts versus the number one pass defense since pre-Super Bowl merger, since 1950. Number one in points per game, 37. Number one in record, 3-0.
Pretty good.
Number one in completion percentage, 70.8. Number one in touchdown ratio per game, 2.7. Oh, and number one passer rating, 108.5.
Okay,
Cody, that's pretty good.
That's better than his career passer rating. That's better than most career passer. That's probably better than any passer rating for anybody maybe during that entire time. But it's like, that's against number one ranked defenses in the playoffs. So they're going up against a team that dominated the pass game the entire season. They had 17 damn games, 16 damn games to do it. And he's facing them in what is the most pressure-packed situation imaginable, the playoffs. And all you're telling me is that he goes for 300 yards, three tutties, and nearly perfect? Like, that tells you all you need to know. And look, the history of the NFL actually bears this out. There was a stat earlier this season in the NFL talking about this. Your number one ranked defense means a lot less against a number one ranked quarterback than anyone else. Mahomes counteracts any ability you have to regularly do that. And what I have to rate some of these facts to, some of those stats to, is I'm going to guess that the first time one of these pass defenses actually feels a little heat, they panic. You've been a number one pass defense all year and you're like, hey, all this stuff we do is not working. What the hell's going on? And they freak out and they make mistakes because explain to me otherwise how he's picking apart the league's best pass defenses.
It's the extra time to prep. It's the Andy Reid essentially extra bye week that you get in a lot of these games. Not every single playoff game, but in the Super Bowl, you always get the gap. If you're a number one seed, you get the gap, the bye week there as well. I think that's part of the equation. And then it's just what we know. We've said it over and over throughout this dynasty run, whether it's Mahomes or Kelce in particular, there's just a different level of their play. A switch is flipped, whatever phrase you want to use to describe it. And the numbers back it up. It's not something that you just throw out there and you don't have anything to back it up. We just went through it. There are five different key categories against number one defenses in the playoffs, and nobody
dominates.
And not just being like, oh, he's pretty. Nobody's been better since 1950. So yes, this would also include
Tom
Brady.
It's probably just some dude like Bart Starr or some nonsense.
Among all quarterbacks with two or more playoff starts against number one pass defenses, he's first. Now, I'd be curious, maybe when we reset this, we can look. I'm fascinated to know where Tom Brady is in this same thing. How many number one defenses did Brady play in the playoffs and what were his numbers? I'm guessing his numbers were pretty darn good as well. But remember, there's a lot of years and it's fine. Just like this Chiefs team is still overall, I think, carried by the defense, despite putting up 32 points against Buffalo. I'm imagining his numbers are pretty darn good. but they're not the same level. You know, most importantly, it's the fact that you're 3-0 in the playoffs. I don't really care what your numbers are. Just did you win or not? We don't in the regular season,
but it's easier to win when you play at that level.
No doubt. All of a sudden your team is scoring 37 points per game. We know this year, this offense wasn't anywhere near that, but last week they put up 32, a season high against Buffalo. We know the last time they played the Eagles, it was 2 years ago, different team. They had to put up 38. 35 wouldn't have been good enough. It was 38-35 win against Philadelphia.
There's just so a lot of this comes into, and Buffalo's come into the playoffs with a top five defense. Three of the four times they have lost to Kansas City in the playoffs, they came into the playoffs with a top five defense. Any of those games low scoring? No! Mahomes put up as many points as he felt necessary. This all comes back to just what has separated him. This is why, like, you know, like people will be like, well, it's hard to get in the GOAT conversation because of the sheer number of rings. Tom Brady got to win some Super Bowls because he came into the playoffs with a top-ranked defense, and Bill Belichick made sure it mattered. Patrick Mahomes has come in now in the last couple of years with a good defense, and anytime he has a good defense, as we know, they win it. Like, if they've got a mediocre defense to bad defense, it's harder. Maybe they lose the Super Bowl. Maybe this, like, maybe takes them to an AFC title game and they lose. But if they have a top 10 defense, they win. Patrick Mahomes now in the postseason, including this last game against Buffalo, is 17-3. So in 20 games, he is 17-3. He has thrown for 5,557 passing yards and 43 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. He's a monster. And against top defenses, it doesn't matter. Like, so, like, if you're ever like, well, I think this game's going to be low scoring because the Eagles' defense is so good. No, it's not. He will score on them. He scores in the Super Bowls. He scores in the AFC title games. He scores against top-ranked defenses. You should not be thinking that's the way they're going to lose. If the Eagles can't score, they're screwed. Like, it's a problem, because Kansas City will pull up a certain number of points.
Well, yesterday we referenced the double-digit stuff. You know, the Chiefs have trailed by double digits in all these Super Bowls. We know they've been able to win three of them, but they've trailed by double digits. It is way more problematic. We'll ask Ross Tucker this and see if he agrees. I think it's pretty obvious at this point, but we'll see, which is, what team is in bigger trouble down 10 points early on in the game? I think the answer is Philadelphia, because of what they want to do. They don't throw the ball a lot, even though they have playmakers on the outside and A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. But it's about Saquon, right? They want to be able to play their tempo, their style of game. The Chiefs, you don't want to be down double digits. Nobody does, but they've come back from double digits in Super Bowls three times. We know this offense is able to, even this year. I know people want to talk about, like, oh, I don't think they have the explosives. It's not about the explosives. They can still sustain drives when they have to have it. And they did that against Buffalo, ultimately. And they put up a season high 32 points. So that's definitely part of the equation. But that stat in the graphic, it was actually from NFL Network, that in against these top pass defenses, the numbers are absolutely off the charts. It's pretty ridiculous to think about what he's been able to do.
Like, I would just tell you historically, like, I would think Jalen Hurts, as we'd pointed out, was in the MVP-ish conversation a couple of years ago before he faced Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hurt that year, Cody, I think he wins it.
Maybe, but, you know, I'd say the same thing about Carson Wentz. I'm not, like, blown away with him, but so, like, it just kind of depends.
Carson Wentz was out for the rest of the year. I mean, Jalen Hurts missed three games or four games, and then something like that, and then came back. I know, I'm just saying, like, Carson Wentz was done. That's why Nick Foles was able to lead him to a Super Bowl.
Just nuts. That's just how good, once again, a Howie Roseman-led roster was. That's why he is.
Sure.
The fact that he had a winning team with Carson Wentz. He won a Super Bowl, even though Nick Foles had to take that team over. They've taken Jalen Hurts to two Super Bowls. There's a reason why the league generally tries to argue between whether Howie Roseman is the best GM in football or whether Brett Veach is the best GM in football. But they typically counteract each other. Mahomes is too good for those. And I think that this is one of those things that where, when I start looking at matchups for the game, Philadelphia does have a really good defense, and they are led in their pass defense by two incredibly young corners, including a couple of great rookies, right? I don't feel like that's what you want against Patrick Mahomes. I don't care how good they've been all year. They now have to figure out what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are doing against them. So Cooper DeJean can be as good as he's been all year. I'll still take my chances with a rookie corner lining up on the other side against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Matt Nagy, whatever, right? That seems to me to be a very favorable matchup for Kansas City. Not like, oh no, their corners are too good, as they go for the threesome, as we've said on the show.
#threesome. That's not trademarked that we know of.
No. Hashtag threesome. Hashtag congrats on the threesome if they win it. You know, whatever you need to move through the.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.